We've been coming down for around 5 years. When we started out, there was generally about three or four of us behind the goal, and you know, we'd have all sorts of silly stuff like sparklers and candles and things like that, because we wanted to pretend to be living the European ultra lifestyle with their flares and such. And unfortunately, we didn't know where to get hold of any of those. So we started down with about four of us, and a couple of years ago, when we started to get into the Prem, a few more people started joining us, and then a few drums added, and now we can sort of bank regularly on there being somewhere around 80 to 100 of us behind the goal every single game. We travel all over the south with the club now, and we're all sort of gearing up for our big game, where we've already guaranteed at least 150 people on the coaches, which is more than we used to have as an average attendance when I first started coming to the ground. So it's just grown and grown and grown, and you know, we're very keen to make sure that it's all inclusive. We don't swear, we sing sillier songs than I've heard anywhere else. We make sure that everyone's welcome, basically. We fly rainbow flags, transgender flags. We'll just make sure that everyone who wants to go and watch football in a safe, comfortable, friendly environment, but wants to have fun, can do so.
You mentioned the songs. You have to be quite creative then, really.
We try to be very creative, yeah. As far as I'm aware, we're the first people to have put Taylor Swift and Spandau Ballet to songs. Maybe I'm wrong, but we try to think a little outside the box, because you know, if you just turn up and want to sing the same three or four songs, then you might as well be anywhere else. You know, we want to try and do something a bit different, try and put a smile on people's faces whilst we're watching the football.
And as you say, the people that are now the ultras have grown significantly, as well as, you know, some of the party pieces that you do. You've got flares, you've got air raid sirens, to name just two.
We're certainly the only people that I know that have got an air raid siren to come down. Yeah, we've got horns, we've got drums, we've got flags. We try and really bring sort of a party atmosphere. You know, you'll frequently find us with a bit of a samba beat behind the goal. You know, it's just trying to have a different match day experience. And you know, Whitehall's a fantastic club, and it is growing every single time. You know, we come out, there's an extra 20, 30 or so people. So, and we're just trying to sort of show the Brighton area that maybe if they're, you know, Albion are away, or if they're not too bothered about Albion, you know, we all sort of come from league supporting teams who aren't Albion, so we thought we'd try somewhere else. And you know, we came down and enjoyed it, and we thought everyone else might as well. So we just want to try and spread the word of the ultras, try and spread the word of the club, and try and do what we can.
And one person that's very acknowledging of you is Steve King, the manager.
Very much so, very much so. Stephen, you know, he knows the score. When he came into the club, we were only averaging barely 200, I think, and he knew that there was a job on the hands of the whole club in total. And you know, he really does appreciate the extra effort that we are doing, and I think it is helping. You know, the players, you know, they might have come down from league clubs previously, but they can see that the fans here are so supportive. You know, good, bad, you know, terrible weather, great weather, whatever the situation or scenario, we're always there. We do sing for 90 minutes, and we sing that we sing for 90 minutes.